This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The International Atomic Energy Agency has warned North Korea to reconsider its decision last week to expel inspectors and restart its nuclear weapons program. But the IAEA's Board of Governors, meeting yesterday in Vienna, declined to refer the matter immediately to the UN Security Council for action. The Bush administration said it supports this cautious and diplomatic approach to the North Korean problem, which it does not call a crisis. The administration's handling of North Korea is in contrast to the way it has dealt with nearly the same problem, the eventual acquisition of nuclear weapons, in Iraq. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Iraq may be able to produce a nuclear weapon on its own in 5 years. North Korea has enough plutonium now for 2 nuclear bombs, and if it unfreezes its weapons facilities, could acquire enough plutonium by the summer for 5 or 6 more nuclear bombs. But the military buildup continues in the Persian Gulf, while President Bush insists only diplomacy will work in North Korea's case.
I believe this is not a military showdown. This is a diplomatic showdown, and we can resolve this peacefully.
Critics of the administration are asking why the two different approaches toward North Korea and Iraq, especially because President Bush designated both as part of the axis of evil and threatened preemptive military action to prevent them from gaining nuclear weapons. Secretary of State Powell recently tried to make the case that the administration is consistent in its handling of both nations.
We're really approaching both in some ways in the same fashion, and that is trying to use diplomatic efforts and trying to use the international community to apply pressure in both these regimes.
But barely a day goes by that there is not another announcement from the Pentagon of additional military deployments to the Persian Gulf. So far, the administration insists it has no intention of threatening, let alone attacking, North Korea to stop its march toward nuclear weapons. The difference should not come as a surprise, says Stephen Bosworth, a former ambassador to South Korea, now dean of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University.
The reality is that they have no choice. They have to take different approaches, at least as they are committed to the use of a military force with regard to Iraq, if necessary. That approach simply does not work with regard to North Korea.
It doesn't work, say Bosworth and other experts, because a preemptive attack on North Korea would lead to a massive invasion of South Korea, with the South Korean capital, Seoul, easily within range of North Korean missiles.
I simply don't believe that morally, politically, or in any other way, the United States can take it upon itself to contemplate the use of military force in a kind of preemptive fashion on the Korean Peninsula. We're playing, in that sense, with the lives of several hundred thousand, if not a few million, South Korean citizens. And that's not something that we should or could do.
So it appears that military action against Iraq is possible because Iraq is smaller and weaker and less of a threat to its neighbors. That's essentially Michael Mandelbaum's argument. Mandelbaum is a professor of international affairs at Johns Hopkins University and author of The Ideas That Conquered the World.
It is easier to contemplate going to war against Iraq than against North Korea. But it is also the case, I believe, that nuclear weapons in the possession of Saddam Hussein would pose a greater threat to the United States than would, or if they already have them, than do North Korean nuclear weapons.
That also seems to be the view of the Bush administration. The Clinton administration declared it the policy of the United States to prevent North Korea from acquiring nuclear weapons. The Bush administration has not repeated such declarations and has downplayed the notion that North Korea's acquiring of a half dozen nuclear weapons constitutes a crisis. At this point, though, the administration refuses to take part in direct talks with North Korea. So it has had to fall back on concepts it appeared to abandon only a few months ago. Again, Michael Mandelbaum.
I think a policy of deterrence and containment of a nuclear-armed North Korea is more feasible and easier to accomplish than would be a policy of containing and deterring a nuclear-armed Saddam Hussein.
Still, there is a question on the mind of many analysts that the Bush administration has yet to answer. Why should the U.S. go to war in Iraq after Iraq let weapons inspectors in, while the U.S. avoids military action in North Korea after weapons inspectors have been kicked out? One crisis will have an effect on the other, says former Ambassador Stephen Bosworth.
One of the things that we will undoubtedly be demanding from North Korea is full-scale inspections, the ability to have international inspectors come in and look at what they've got. And if, after having agreed to do that, Iraq is nonetheless still the subject of an American attack or an American coalition-led attack, I think it's probably somewhat of a disincentive to Kim Jong-il to follow that path.
One thing is certain. North Korea has convinced many inside the Bush administration and outside that policies that sound simple on paper, like confronting the so-called axis of evil or employing preemptive action, are far more complex than the harsh reality of actual international relations. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.